This podcast is special because in this podcast I'm not alone, and this is the first podcast I'm not alone. Jill is going to be with us and we are going to have an inspired conversation with her. Jill is one of my favorite students. She's one of my best students. She's very consistent and she now enjoys the fruit of her hard work, and that's why she's here with us to talk about her journey. I constantly think of ideas of how I can help people overcome the difficulties in learning Greek or anything else they want in their lives. I study about it, I speak with other people about it, I'm very focused in learning new things, and I write down the difficulties and how I overcome them myself. I do podcasts about the results. It's been a while that I had the idea of having short interviews of the people who actually made it, and I'm very happy to be able to present it now to you. Because who is better to help you find solutions than those who actually made it? So, we are having a new section of inspiring conversations. Meet the people who mastered the Greek language. I really wanted Jill to be the first person to share her experience with us. And this happens for many reasons. Jill was one of my first online students. We spent our lockdowns together. I have known her for quite a long time, but most importantly, Jill is a woman I follow as an example. She constantly shows me how it's done. The word mastered in the title is not a word I agree 100%, because we can never say I mastered something. The day we believe we mastered something is the last day we actually practice it. But when we feel like we have mastered something, it means we have found the patterns to feel more comfortable and familiar with the object. I know this is what you want to do, and Jill is the best person to tell you how to do it. The interview will be both in English and Greek, so as to get the information you want, but also practice your Greek. So, Jill, tell us some things about you.
My name is Jill. I am from England. I live in Wakefield in the north of England.
How many years have you been learning Greek?
I started to learn many years ago, but then I stopped, and I started again about 4 years ago.
I think if I remember well that it was when we had the first lockdown, right?
That's correct, yes. When we had to stay at home, and I decided that I wanted to try and do something positive during that time.
Super. And why did you pick Greek? Why did you pick this language?
I had a Greek friend. We started as pen friends, and then we met when I was on holiday in Corfu. We got on very well, and we met many times afterwards. But her husband didn't speak any English, and I decided that I would try to learn Greek so that we could talk together.
Super. All these years that you have been practicing, which is the number one difficulty that you have been facing?
My memory. It's difficult for me to remember the verbs, especially the tenses.
Mm-hmm. And how do you overcome this difficulty?
I don't stop trying.
Super. And what advice would you give to someone who now wants to start learning Greek?
I would say to have patience and to continue to learn and to try whatever happens.
Mm-hmm. How much time do you give in your week to study Greek?
Sometimes, to be honest, no time at all, some mm-hmm. weeks, because life can be very busy. But when I can make the time, sometimes half an hour, sometimes an hour.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't have time during your week, but you have your classes and we study together. So you give some time, you just don't realize it sometimes.
Yes, yeah, I suppose. Yes, I like to, I enjoy my class and I like to make sure that I make time for the class
That's important. Yes, this is very important. And
sometimes,
as,
sorry,
sorry.
sometimes it's difficult to make time in between.
And as Jill, what do you feel that you have gained from this, from all this process?
Well, when I go to Greece, I can speak and read Greek, and I can speak Greek with the local Greek people. And also, learning gives a feeling of achievement, feeling that you're doing something good for yourself.
That's true. Super. Now let's go to the Greek part. Πες μας λίγα λόγια για σένα.
Μελένε Τζιλ.
Από πού είσαι?
Είμαι από την Αγγλία.
Πού μένεις?
Μένω στο Wakefield, στη Βόρεια Αγγλία.
Πόσα χρόνια μαθαίνεις ελληνικά?
Ξεκίνησα πριν από πολλά χρόνια, αλλά σταμάτησα και άρχισα να μαθαίνω ξανά πριν από 4 χρόνια.
Γιατί μαθαίνεις ελληνικά?
Ήθελα να μάθω γιατί είχα μια Ελληνίδα φίλη και ο άντρας της δεν μιλούσε αγγλικά. Ήθελα να μιλάω μαζί του. Δυστυχώς, ο άντρας της πέθανε πριν από μερικά χρόνια. Αλλά συνέχισα να μαθαίνω γιατί πηγαίνω στην Ελλάδα για διακόπες κάθε χρόνο. Πάω στην Σάμο.
Ποια είναι η νούμερο ένα δυσκολία που αντιμετώπισες και αντιμετωπίζεις όλα αυτά τα χρόνια που μαθαίνεις ελληνικά?
Η μίμη μου είναι δύσκολο για μένα να θυμάμαι τα ρήματα.
Πώς την ξεπερνάς?
Δεν σταματάω. Δεν σταματάω να προσπαθώ.
Τι συμβουλή θα έδινες σε κάποιον που τώρα αρχίζει να μαθαίνει ελληνικά?
Θα έλεγα να έχει υπομονή και να συνεχίζει να μαθαίνω ό,τι και αν συμβαίνει.
Τι αισθάνεσαι ότι έχεις κερδίσει από όλη αυτή την διαδικασία?
Όταν πηγαίνω στην Ελλάδα, μπορώ να μιλήσω και να διαβάσω ελληνικά. Μπορώ να μιλήσω ελληνικά με τους Έλληνες. Επίσης, το να μαθαίνεις δίνει την αίσθηση ότι καταφέρνεις κάτι, ότι κάνεις κάτι καλό για σένα.
Ευχαριστούμε πάρα πολύ, G. This was amazing. Thank you very, very much for being here.